North Korea says they're fighting back. I've got the details. This is after, of course, a couple of nukes were tested. We talked about that on our previous America Tonight show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, finally, Obama, with his court choice, he picks his nominee anyway for the Supreme Court vacant position. Remember, it is a lifetime appointment. No surprise that Obama decided to pick a Hispanic woman, and pretty much a couple of quick hits here. Republicans, I don't think are gonna block this because, number one, they don't have the horses to block it. Obama wants the job filled by October, then the court would be back in session again. They would start back up again. And if you look at the makeup of the court, and this woman is considered either liberal or moderately liberal, I think pretty much the ideology of what we've got on the court would stay the same, other than the fact that you would have a Hispanic woman. She would be the first Hispanic justice, but she doesn't really change the balance from what I can see in trying to pour through some of the cases. Now, you know, some of the sticky, thorny, controversial things that are coming the way of the Supreme Court, some of it's the same that we've talked about before, but abortion, the death penalty, and all that other sort of stuff. And when you look at the justices, the nine justices, you look at what it's been like, and a lot of times it's split between the five conservative majority guys and the four dissenting liberal justices. So that wouldn't really change if, in fact, the label is true for Sonia Sotomayor. I mean, conservatives, if you're a true conservative, you're not going to like this choice. But barring an unexpected scandal, I mean, it would have to be juicy beyond belief. It's very unlikely that this nomination is going to be derailed. It has to be approved by the U.S. Senate, but there is a solid majority with the Democrats. I don't really see this not going through. She's mostly, I'll tell you one thing she's really known for, and I think I said this in the previous hour, is her decision as a trial judge in 95 to bar Major League Baseball owners from using replacement players, ending a strike in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, that was big just because of the whole replacement idea and baseball, the fact that baseball was out. So there are some interesting things coming the way of the court. I mean, interesting to say the least. Will there be a big fight over this? I don't think so. I just don't see it. Remember, if you look at previously, like George W. Bush's two Supreme Court nominees, remember? John Roberts and Sam Alito. And a lot of people thought there'd be a big fight for the confirmation. So, did you think that that wasn't going to happen? You didn't think Alito? You didn't think John Roberts? No. And I think in this case, it's going to be a shoe-in deal, too. So here's Sotomayor, again, Sonia Sotomayor, who is the nominee of Barack Obama for the Supreme Court vacancy left open by Justice Souter.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the most humbling honor of my life. You have nominated me to serve on the country's highest court, and I am deeply moved. I chose to be a lawyer and ultimately a judge because I find endless challenge in the complexities of the law. I firmly believe in the rule of law as the foundation for all of our basic rights. For as long as I can remember, I have been inspired by the achievement of our founding fathers. They set forth principles that have endured for more than two centuries. Those principles are as meaningful and relevant in each generation as the generation before. It would be a profound privilege for me to play a role in applying those principles to the questions and controversies we face today.
All right, so that's what she had to say when she jumped in front of the mics. Now, where it could get sticky, and in fact, the New York Times did a piece on this maybe about a week or two ago. In 2001, when she was an appeals court judge, she gave a speech where she said that the ethnic background and the sex of a judge may and will make a difference in our judging. Now, in her speech, she questioned what Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor said, and the two of them agreed that a wise old man and a wise old woman would reach the same conclusion when deciding cases. Her quote, and this, I'm sure she'll be questioned on this, her quote was, "I would hope that a wise Latino woman with the richness of her experiences would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who hasn't lived that life." Her remarks were made at the University of California in Berkeley. And again, she said those back in 2001, but it's not the only time where she publicly described her view of judging in terms of what will probably be some pretty slam-down, smack-down questions in a confirmation hearing. Also, there was a video that surfaced of Sotomayor, of Judge Sotomayor, in 2005, saying that the Court of Appeals is where policy is made. And then she said, I know. She said that this is on tape and I should never say that because we don't make law. Okay, I know. I'm not promoting it. I'm not advocating it. So the video was a panel discussion for law students interested in becoming clerks, and she was explaining the different experiences gained when working at district courts and appeals courts. So I think that this will come up. These remarks will come up, but is it too much of a reach in some of the cases or not? Bottom line is Republicans have said that they're going to put whoever the nominee is under a microscope because they were put on guard by President Obama's statements that judges should have empathy. And they think, and it is an odd thing to say, I guess, when you're talking about judges, suggesting that that could mean liberal ideology injecting that into the law. I mean, look, here's the bottom line. You can talk about diversity. You can talk about having another woman on the court. You can talk about a woman who's also Hispanic. And you can slice and dice that all day long. But the bottom line is, don't you want the best possible person there? Don't we all want that? This is one of our branches of government. Instead of playing the political game, if she is the right person, fine. But ultimately, that's what I think should be what a president strives for, not the pressure to fill in with one of so-called their guys. But others have done that as well, so he's not alone in trying to fill the spot. Will there be any way that this woman doesn't get appointed? And I'm going to say absolutely not, because I don't see much of a fight. Do you? 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? is the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
California upheld the voters' adoption of constitutional definition of marriage. And what was that? One man, one woman. It's a state Supreme Court that's got 6 Republicans on it, 1 Democrat. So 6-1 was the vote ultimately. 1,000 people outside of the court screaming about the ruling. So the battle over gay marriage probably far, far, far from over. But at this point, it was interesting in California, of all places, that this was upheld. And the family leaders, those for the traditional marriage, are pretty excited about that in Cali. Ultimately, if I were to ask you this question, do you think that we'll just have marriage across the board, whether it's man to man, woman, the traditional form of marriage as we know it in this country? Would you be shocked if I said, you know, within 5 years we can see that happen in this country? What would you say? Now, I think this battle goes all the way to the Supreme, bounces all the way back to the Supreme Court. It's in the state's hands now. That's going to change. And the president is sidestepping it because if you remember when he was running for president, Obama, like most of the others, the Democratic potential folks for that presidential spot, all said that they supported the civil unions but not gay marriage. So the California justices say marriage is the definition, one man, one woman, period. The texting thing is interesting, and we're going to go there next. By the way, if you want to chime in on Sonia Sotomayor, and whether or not that's she's qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice. Feel free to do that. Do you like the choice? Does anyone listening to me like the choice so far? It's been no. 800-259-5791. Overwhelmingly, that's what I'm getting in my email, and most are pointing back to the comments that that she made about interpretation, I guess, of the law. Texting with teenagers is, it's incredible how much they text. I don't have to tell anybody who has a teenager. But if you look around when you're eating somewhere, and just look at, I mean, pretty much anyone, look how many times people are texting in the course of whatever meal it is. They say that for teens, though, an average of 2,272 texts are sent per month per teenager. That's how much they're doing it. And this strange phenomenon, according to psychologists, is so damaging because it leads to anxiety, distraction in school, falling grades, all that kind of stuff, and even repetitive stress injury because of what you're doing constantly, pounding away with your thumbs. Of course, right? So anyway, I got a hold of a list of what some of the texts mean. Oh, I was so surprised. The text acronyms that parents should know, and there's about 50 of them. In fact, most of them I can't read on the air. Like, you'd be just shocked. But here's some of the interesting ones, and they have to do with parenting, right? Or with parents being there. If you ever see PAL, that means parents are listening. If you ever see PAW, parents are watching. Parent in the room is PIR. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Keeping parents clueless is KPC. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing about the sexting and hooking up with people they don't know. Let's meet in real life is L-M-I-R-L. Moose means member of the opposite sex. Will you call me is W-Y-C-M. I like this one. Parent alert, P-9-1-1. P-9-1-1. Talk dirty to me, T-D-T-M. Oh. Straight or gay, S or G. How about that? Like I said, there's some I couldn't even do. Marijuana is 420. Address is ADR, of course. Age, sex, location, ASL. I hate you, 182. I love you, 143. Nude club, 1174. My, oh, my. I don't know, Matt. Did you know any of those acronyms?
That's kind of out of my realm right there. Because I text. I just looked at my last cell phone bill, and I do about 1,600 texts a month.
Oh.
But, I don't know, especially for me, I guess the whole parent and room thing doesn't really apply and all that stuff. And all those other ones, I don't know. They just, I've never really heard of them.
Yeah, I guess this really is the language, though. I mean, it really is. The marijuana one, 420, as I said.
Well, everybody knows that one, though.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I am your master.
What?
Which, I am your master. I-A-Y-M, as you would think it would be. Well, here's one. Fond of leather, F-O-L.
Why would you need that?
Well, do I need to tell you, fond of leather?
Okay, but
you need to ask somebody in the studio.
Yeah, but this is kids, though, that are doing this?
These are kids. That's why they're calling it sexting. Because there's even things that I can't say that are, well, here's one. I am easy, are you? I am easy. So if I have a 16-year-old girl and I find the text and I know what this now means, I'm not going to be happy with I am easy, are you? It's I am easy, are you, obviously.
This is kind of an offshoot from when I was growing up, the whole AOL Instant Messenger thing blew up, and there was all the chat rooms and everything was going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this, it's like to another level, though, because the abbreviations got even more ridiculous, especially mm-hmm. for the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, and even this, are you over 18? So are you /18?
Well, see, that's can be a very important question.
It could be, but it could also be, here's another one, talk dirty to me. I think I said this already, T-D-T-M. But, if you're a parent and you've got a young kid, especially, and you start to see this, wow, you wouldn't be happy with some of these.
So I don't get this, though, because it almost sounds like they're texting people that they don't really know.
Well, that's again, the danger. Because a lot, to me, that's exactly what it says, that you're texting. It's like the MySpace pages where you had predators that were on the page and they were posing as somebody else and they were setting up meets and all this other stuff, and they weren't teenage boys. And there are all kinds of almost horrible things happen, and some horrible things did happen. So if you've got somebody that's, if you've got somebody in your house that's texting and they're texting the amount they are, who are they texting and what are they saying? Ooh, that's scary.
I don't get
to me.
Where they're getting the numbers to text people with, though.
It's got to be, I'm thinking it's through the internet. So it's a carryover
from
the internet.
So they're getting a random number from the internet.
Right.
And then they're going to text
Or it. They're meeting somebody on the internet and then they start to do the text thing.
Oh.
But, boy, I'll tell you, in a court of law, you get nailed with that and somebody's underage, it's the same thing. That's electronic evidence. You know, we had Rick Robertson on, that attorney, a week or so ago, and he talked about that. And, boy, this is exactly one of those cases. The whole sexting thing is pretty big for kids. And that there's the trail right there. If somebody gets nabbed in one of these rings, they got you, because the acronyms, they know them. There's a whole list of acronyms that they know what they mean. So, whew, awful.
So, I mean, keep an eye on your kids is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, some of me, and I can't even say something, like I said, just think of what banana. Banana means, let's say, the male anatomy.
Right.
So people are texting that, but and texting it with other things. It's like, wow. Oh, the fond of leather thing, FOL. I'm glad I'm not a teenager, actually. So I wouldn't have to figure this out.
Actually.
That's what I was going to say. It's also a lot of work. So if somebody is, so let's say you're a clean kid and you're a kid who isn't like this, and you're getting these kind of texts, that would also freak you out, I would believe.
Well, they just need to focus on the main things with texting. That's learning how to cheat in school.
That's right. Give me the answers.
Be normal.
Yeah. I am the master. Give me the answers.
There you go.
Now,
and they can have
please.
The secret language for all the test answers that their teachers can't figure out.
Exactly, because if they have to go through all the acronyms, it'll take forever to try to figure out what somebody is trying to say. Well, it was pretty easy to figure out what North Korea was trying to say when they fired more rockets. Obviously, it's hostile, and this is not good. I have the latest on North Korea. Tensions very high, very, very high. South Korea saying it's joining the U.S. in that initiative to intercept ships suspected of carrying weapons of mass destruction. What does that mean? Maybe war. That's next.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey, everybody, we're back at it here on America Tonight. You can dial these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Don't forget, if you hear the random siren, it means you have won a book from this show called The Match. But more importantly, and it's on the New York Times bestseller list, it's a good book. Easy. Yeah, there it is. Easy summer read. I hate that sound behind me. It's been a while. Although not that long. I guess it's been 4 months. I'll tell you about that in a second. But anyway, you are also eligible for the drawing that we're having where we're giving away a GPS system and a backup camera comes with it too, which is so, so sweet. So you get the book definitely, but you get the system as well once we throw you in the hopper for the drawing. Okay, my story about the cops and hearing the sirens is usually I'm pretty good about stopping, although some people might dispute that. I mean, stopping, I stop at a stop sign, but how many seconds, you know, do you count one thousand? And I was in a suburban neighborhood and I guess did a California stop, got pulled over, got a ticket. I haven't gotten a ticket in forever. And my thing, and I guess you have to ask this, I don't know, is there any police officers out there listening? And it's, and everybody does this, I'm sure the troopers do it too. It's been so long for me that I hadn't heard it in a while. But they come up, they walk up to the side of the car, and you know, you feel like, the only thing you're thinking in your head is, oh my God, I have to pay probably now a $200 ticket at least. And so they come up and they ask you, do you know why I stopped you? Don't you just want to say, no, who cares? Let's just get this over with. Give me the ticket. And, of course, you know, they're doing their deal. So I got stopped for that. And it was questionable whether I stopped or not because I think I stopped. But that ticket, $225. Matt, $225 for not completely stopping at a stop sign. And I think I did. I know. Yeah, that was my reaction pretty much too. Although I didn't say that to the officer. You know, it's funny. A female officer pulled me over. That's the first time a female has pulled me over ever in my whole life. Ever. All the places I've lived, ever. Ever, ever, ever. And I hadn't had a ticket in so long. I mean, I know it's probably been at least 5 years or whatever it's been. All right, it's not about ticketing here. It's pretty darn scary is what it is. North Korea defying an international condemnation, to say the least, that's putting it kindly, of their nuclear test that happened the other day. They fired three short-range missiles off the coast on Tuesday. And now, I mean, we keep hearing that we're going to consider tougher action against the communist state. Well, now, is there any better time to come up with whatever the tougher action is? What's happening is they're trying to intercept ships suspected of carrying these weapons of mass destruction, right? Because then that's considered a declaration of war. So South Korea's government is saying that the North had test fired one surface to air and one ship or one surface to ship missile off the East Coast. Man. So you've got what? Three short range missiles on Monday. Monday's nuclear test. And then you roll from there and you think, I mean, they're just inviting this. They're just inviting this to happen. So is the nuclear test mean that North Korea is really spreading its wings or weapons to other countries and groups? Are they selling the nuclear means to Syria and some other people in the Middle East? And, of course, another big risk is that North Korea might actually peddle plutonium or whatever the technology is to terrorist groups. And you got to think that they would want that information, right? Not good. This is not good at all. So in New York, you had ambassadors from the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, plus Japan and South Korea, meeting to work on a resolution to add pressure to rein in the nuclear program. But this idea, I mean, even the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, said, it's going to take time. Screw this time thing. Come up with something with teeth. Come up with more whatever the economic levers are. Pull them right now. Because Kim Jong-il is just laughing in our faces. Is anybody out there concerned over what I'm saying? You should be. Because now we could get dragged into this. And, in fact, it looks like we're going to get dragged into this. And, okay, so where are the weapons going to reach? Well, you got to think of Japan. You got to think of a free South Korea. This is more than brutal. More than brutal. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. This whole deal is so stupidly ridiculous.
I agree.
Kim Jong-il, and you know, the worst part is the guy's dangerous. And Akhenaten last week, what he'd say, the Western world should fear the Islamic nation of Iran or something like that. He's saying he's got his weapons ready now or something.
Yes, absolutely.
Last week. Mm-hmm. And today I heard he's putting ships Iran's putting ships into international water. I mean, and then we've got a president that wants to go to the UN and say, you know, can we do some sanctions? We sanction against both countries. They don't give a damn.
They don't care.
I mean, this political tool that we have, president, and that's exactly what I call him. He's a political tool. And he keeps wanting to go to the UN. If you want to bring jobs back to America, I've got the greatest solution. Let's drop out of the UN. Let's kick them off. They'll put sanctions against us. We can't get nothing imported anymore. And, of course, we're going to start building our own things again. That's the best way to do it. Then you cut off all those, everything come from Japan,
yeah,
and Korea, and every place. And then, you know, we've got to build our own stuff. So maybe it'll get our government, our country's government's head out of their rears. And the UN is a joke. I mean, they stood in the middle. They stood in the way of getting rid of Saddam Hussein in 91. We could have got rid of Hussein in 91, been done and over with. They stood in the way then, and we let them stand in the way. I don't understand where they get rules of engagement for a war to begin with. I mean, last time I checked, if you come into my home and threaten my family, I'm going to put you on the other side, and it's going to be done without any rules. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And it kicks me off, and we should have, Bush should have done the same thing. We should have gotten rid of Iran's weapons. Mm-hmm. And blow them right off the stand. I don't know if they, you know, I'm not saying there's anything capable of doing that, but I have no idea. But I'm saying that we're just letting them go and let them go. And then we're going to the UN, and we want these other people to put sanctions. I seen Russia said it was 10 to 50 kilotons.
Yep.
Which they said that the one that we dropped on Hiroshima and the 45 in Nagasaki was 10 kilotons.
I know.
So, I mean, it's just, that's a scary, it's unbelievable. And then, like I said, and then I heard they was Iran put out, I don't know how many ships they say they put in international waters.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, six.
But then I heard that, the best part was I heard the lady, the UN ambassador say it could be a couple years before they can figure out how to put it on a missile.
I know. Susan Rice, yeah, she talked about that. But the bottom line is that information is out there, and I think there are people that are willing to supply it to them, and that's the true danger. And she's right. It could take a while, but I think somebody would sell it. I mean, these devils will sell their soul. They don't care. Somebody will pop up that information. I think that's the true danger, especially of what's happening in North Korea. Because there are people that are willing to do that. Now, with Iran, the six warships in the waters, including the Gulf of Aden, that means that they have the ability to confront any foreign threats, Stu, any. That's it. That's the bottom line. I mean, our own naval commander said that. It's obvious. Because if you look at that right now, they've already made the announcement that they tested the surface-to-surface missile with a range of, 1,200 miles? That puts Israel and U.S. bases in the area within reach. That's not good.
Hey, exactly. And the guy's a nutcase. He's literally a nut job.
He is. He is. Remember, he denied the whole thing that happened in the, say what you want, but he denied the whole Holocaust thing. Give me a break. We have proof of it.
Right. And then, like I said last week, you know, Obama was telling Netanyahu, hey, you know, let's do some talking. Well, now Obama needs to look. What's Netanyahu looking at? I mean, he's looking at Iran, this psycho job with who says he can do it, nuclear head. Now he's
right.
In a test missile 1,200 miles. And you know, you want these people to just sit back and just keep waiting. And it's crazy. Just like we're going to sit back and wait on Kim Jong-il. The guy's a nut job. And if you look at him, you can tell he's a nut job. Both of them.
I agree. You know, my list of evil guys, and those two are right at the top of it. And there's no, you can talk until you're blue in the face about diplomacy, and wouldn't it be great if you could do that, but you can't. And at this point, finding something with teeth in it, figuring out what to do, is just baloney. It's beyond that. He's had so many chances. You have to go back to the Bush administration. You have to go back to the UN at that time. A couple of years ago, we were saying the same thing on America Tonight. Why aren't they doing anything? And Stu, here it is 2 years later, and nothing. Ridiculous. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up, Obama creating a cybersecurity czar after what we just talked about, sexting and chat rooms and all that sort of stuff. Maybe you need one. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will ride you.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, Stu, who calls this show a lot from Kentucky. Thanks, Stu. I'm totally on board with what he's saying. He's right. I mean, at this point, and I've been saying this for a while, this is just ridiculous. The sanctions mean nothing, so that means the UN has no political pull whatsoever. We will impose sanctions. We will do this. Your sanctions mean nothing, and they don't even impose the sanctions. Here's the bottom line. Cut North Korea out. Just cut them off. They don't want to, we don't want anything from North Korea. Don't take any exports. Don't take any, don't let anybody import in. Well, certainly nothing from the United States. Don't have any imports flowing that way. Just cut them off. Cut them off at the pass. Maybe that helps. Don't talk about it. Just do it. Flat out, just do it. Period. End of story. He also said something at the end that was interesting. We're in really tough economic times. No matter if we see a little silver lining, and look, I'm an optimist, because to go around with your head hung low, I mean, it's so miserable, is not worth it. But even the strongest of optimists know when you look around, you see what's going on with the GM and the Chrysler stuff. The dealerships, a lot of them closing their doors, people losing their jobs, people who were great at their jobs, people who sacrificed a ton over the years at their jobs and were, you know, unceremoniously just dumped a ton because our unemployment is so high. In Nevada, it's over 10%. And that's, of course, a lot of that has to do with the gambling industry. In the United States and the rest of the United States, it's almost 9%. This is as high as it's been in, what, decades. So what if we did, I'm not saying we don't import anything, but what if there was a movement where you were really seriously looked at just buying more things in the United States, helping your own in the neighborhood? Maybe this helps turn the tide a little bit, okay? I was talking about sexting earlier and the shocking acronyms for some of the deals with sexting. I mean, how could you keep on top of that with your kids? Because you'd have to go through their phone, and they're using it all the time. I mean, to almost, what, 2,500 texts a month? It's not going to happen. But some of the acronyms are pretty scary. You wonder, first of all, where they're making these friends. It doesn't. Some of it, to me, reveals that they're people they don't know when they're doing this. So Barack Obama has said that one of the things that he wants to do is create a cybersecurity czar with a pretty broad-stroked agenda. In other words, and it's supposed to happen later this week, that he's going to create this position. And what they can do is they're going to have the authority to develop strategy to protect the government-run the nation's government-run and private computer networks. And this is, you know, people who have been privy to some of these meetings, I guess. And that's a pretty, think of the goal of that one. What's the mandate there? So it probably would have to be, I'm assuming, a member of the National Security Council. They would have to be. They would have to report to the National Security Advisor, right? A ton of people. And there would have to be deliberations, I'm assuming, there as well. So look for this to be interesting to see, you know, to see ultimately who they come up with for this, I think, for this spot. Because the access the person would have would be, man, incredibly enormous. I mean, it just incredibly enormous, that responsibility with such a, as I said before, a broad-based mandate. Just interesting to see in what direction he goes. I don't even have any. It's funny. I tried to figure out who is this person going to be, and I don't have any great insights into who that is. But we'll certainly know a little bit later this week, no doubt. All right. Also, too, I want to remind everyone. At the end of the week, which would mean, to me, the end of the week would be, I guess, our Sunday show. We're going to give away our GPS system. And that means that you could win a GPS system with the backup camera. Incredible. If you're the person who wins this system, how amazing would that be? Because now you don't have to get lost when you go to the restaurants. Matt, do you have a GPS system?
That's a negative. Of course not.
No. You have no GPS.
No, I just got the brain working on the maps and whatnot, so I can figure them out.
So you do the map quest thing, basically.
I do that, and then I got the internal compass. Come on now.
Yeah. You know what? I used to have a good sense of direction, but the problem is that I don't... A lot of times where I'm going, you know, I'm in an unfamiliar city. I'm going to someplace I don't know. The MapQuest doesn't cut it for me because a lot of times the MapQuest has turned out to be wrong.
Really?
Has that happened to you?
I don't know. I don't, like, print it out or anything. I usually just look at it, and I can kind of figure it out from there, and then I just drive.
And so you just go by almost like the breadcrumbs you're following along.
I know, I used to drive people around for a living. I was a medical cab driver for a while. So
what does a medical cab driver do?
Well, we pick up patients and veterans from like the VA hospital. We had a contract with them and drive them to like their appointments and different things like that and pick them up from their house.
Wow.
So I had to drive all over the cities and things like that. So you learn a good sense of direction and how to figure out where things are, I guess.
I would guess, because I probably almost anyone listening to us, if they're a cab driver of any sort, I would think that they would have to have a great sense of direction.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's one of those things where I don't know, for some reason I've always had a pretty good sense of direction, but when you're driving down the highway and just, you know, you can look at, like, the sun and this, the roads, a lot of times they, like, flow in a north-south, east-west direction as well. So, I don't know, things just always kind of made sense like that for me.
Yeah, all right. So we'll have to get you on those New York subways and see how you do with that.
Well, I'm not saying I can do anything in New York now. That's a whole other animal.
Exactly. Hey, we have a couple of quick emails that I want to jump to quickly here, because we've been talking about Sonia Sotomayor, who is the nominee for the Supreme Court justice position. And Obama, of course, saying he hopes that this is filled by October. We've already discussed that no matter what you think, either way, about some comments that she's made before about the judge's responsibility, et cetera, or the person's background, especially her background, what she would bring to the table at a couple of speeches that she gave, one in Berkeley. The bottom line is, with the amount of Republicans that you don't have winding out the majority, and the fact that you've got, what, 60 with Al Franken, really, let's face that, in Minnesota once the whole Coleman thing is wrapped up. I just, again, in the process of the hearings that the Senate will have, there may be, probably the stickiest thing is going to be what she said in a couple of speeches. But other than that, and going through points of law, I think this would be pretty smooth sailing. I don't think there's going to be any kind of a block for her. It won't be a difficult process. It may take a little while, and despite what Mitch McConnell says and some others say, I mean, let's face it, this is going to be Obama's pick, and this is the person that's going to get in. It's kind of like I gave the analogy before with Bush, and there was a lot there, and actually there was some controversy over two of his Supreme Court justices, two guys that he picked. We know who they are, Roberts and Alito, obviously. But in the end, you know, they got through. I don't even think she'll have as much trouble as they did with some of the sticky headlines. Other than the two things that have come up in the speeches, unless somebody digs something up on her, I don't expect that there'll be much of fight here. So anyway, here's a couple of quick ones for you. One here from Jake. Jake says, Kate, you're absolutely 100% right. Talking about it really means nothing, because how is that going to be blocked? They'd have to dig up something pretty brutal. Here's one from Ann. Ann says, big fan of the show. Love it when you pick on Matt. Oh, I love to pick on Matt, too. I'm going to say probably thumbs up, because she actually might be a little bit more moderate. Tell us about some more of her decisions, as you said you were going to do throughout the week. We will. Also, this one from BB. BB says, enjoy the show. And I think Sotomayor's a sure fit, don't you, in reality? Yeah. All right, you can shoot us your comments, AmericaTonight.net.